Good morning. The school, gas station, supermarket, bank and the homes of hundreds of residents of the town of La Laguna were swallowed by lava as the volcano on La Palma continued to erupt. By yesterday afternoon, the unstoppable wall of black lava had made its way into the town's main square. Less than 1 month ago, the same plaza was filled with hope as the king and queen met with residents there to show their support. Now, the lava, which scientists say has reached temperatures higher than 1,000 degrees Celsius, was just metres away from overtaking the town's church. The nearby villages of El Paraiso, Tadoque and El Pedregal have already been completely wiped out by the volcano. According to data released by the Copernicus satellite, the lava flow has swallowed 866 hectares of land and destroyed 2,185 buildings. More than one-tenth of those buildings were taken out over the last 2 days. Although the volcano started erupting 33 days ago, experts say it shows no signs of stopping or slowing down. Yesterday, seismic activity slightly increased, with more than 100 earthquakes reported in 24 hours. Meanwhile, the drone company trying to rescue dogs trapped on the island found no sign of the animals, but discovered human footprints in the ash-covered no-go area and a message that said the dogs are fine. Images of the emaciated dogs captured from a drone this month provoked an outpouring of support from animal lovers across Spain, triggering the rescue mission, donations and other initiatives. A picture of a banner circulating on social media saying in Spanish, "Be strong, La Palma, the dogs are fine," signed the A-team, hinted that the dogs may have been moved. The Podencos have been fed by smaller drones dropping packages of food, but until now no one had been able to retrieve them. Aero Cameras had been planning to send a 50-kilogram cargo drone equipped with a remote-controlled net to try and trap the dogs one by one and fly them out over the lava. Power company Iberdrola said it would try to avoid passing on higher global market prices to industrial clients if the government withdrew a windfall tax on utilities aimed at lowering energy bills. Utilities haven't benefited from the increase in power prices and have instead been bearing the costs of higher natural gas prices, so Iberdrola said in an email statement yesterday. Spain should withdraw a decree presented in September in response to soaring power prices that caps windfall profits of utilities, Iberdrola said. In return, the company would commit to renewing contracts for clients that so requested it to avoid harmful cost increases to the extent that's possible. Iberdrola has been a vocal critic of some of the government's efforts to shield consumers from higher power costs, saying policies such as the windfall tax risk driving away investment. Malaga residents were startled to see a huge jet of water shooting into the sky yesterday morning after a pipe ruptured in the city. There were no injuries, but the scene caused quite a commotion in the El Palo district. The high-pressure water jet reached the height of the seventh floor of the adjoining building for more than half an hour. While several local police teams coordinated the traffic and prevented the water from the pipe from causing an accident, waterborne technicians worked to isolate the supply. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.